is what a peaceful protest looks like. We got people who are standing together, black, white, brown, it doesn't matter.
That's Trevor Taylor, a teacher who was born and raised on the east side of San Antonio. He's talking through a megaphone to a group of about 500 demonstrators outside of police headquarters, surrounded by people holding signs and shouting that Black Lives Matter. Taylor shared his experience being pulled over and, he said, harassed by police as a teenager. At one point, he recalled being asked by the officer if he was a threat to the policeman's life.
The only thing that he let me off with was when I told him I was an athlete. And my athletic ability is the only reason I might still be alive, because he was interested in how my school was doing in sports.
Taylor went on to attend Baylor University and became a freshman English teacher at Wagner High School, where he's also the head coach of the track team.
How am I supposed to walk down those same streets and look at those same kids who are my friends, little brothers, little sisters, nieces, and nephews, and tell them that this world is yours, but you're going to have to fight tooth and nail just to make it outside your house?
Taylor ran into a former student of his, 17-year-old Jasmine Shaw, at the protest. They hugged each other and cried. He's exhausted from teaching students like her about the injustices in the world.
I'm sick and tired that even though I've got breath in my lungs, I still feel like I can't breathe. Because I'm afraid that my next breath just might be my last.
Taylor's comments were the last ones before demonstrators marched through the streets downtown, making their way past the courthouse near city council chambers and circling back to San Antonio Police Headquarters. Eventually, they made their way to Travis Park. They laid face down on the ground with their hands behind their back, the same position George Floyd was in when he was detained with an officer's knee on his neck for more than 8 minutes. Demonstrators shouted, Taylor laid on the burning hot cement without his shirt on, and eventually, activist Antonio Lee imitated pressing his knee into Taylor's neck. Afterward, the two men hugged each other and cried. Overcome with emotion, tears streamed down Taylor's face.
It's my job to tell the people that look like me, the peers, the teenagers that look up to me, to say that this world might not accept you. They might not love you, but you got to do everything in your power to keep pushing. That you've got to do everything in your power to keep fighting. That you've got to do everything in your power to not fall and to be another stereotype. That's why I'm out here. Because I need the ones that look up to me to understand that I'm fighting for them.
He told people that he cannot be silenced anymore.
They silenced my ancestors. They hold those before me. They're arresting and killing those that look just like me to this day. So I'm still fighting the same fight. And I'm going to keep fighting the same fight to my very last breath. And I promise you that.
Protests are scheduled to continue in San Antonio, at least through the weekend. Taylor calls it a movement that isn't going anywhere.
So let the revolution be televised.
I'm Jolene Almendadez in San Antonio.